Hot can drop.
This collection of the greatest athletes in battle, traveling from one end of the United States to the other, is what big time is all about.
If you just shut the fuck up for 30 seconds, you might learn something.
Number one live digital audio industry show for chefs by chefs. Hosted by multi-time Food Network winner and award-winning chef, Chef Plum, and culinary veteran, star of the Food Saver commercial, Chef Jeff. So wrap, date, and rotate because the boys are about to set your Nissan claws. Here are the Good Brothers.
Oh, happy Thursday night, Jeffy. What's going on? We're inching closer and closer.
Oh,
All Hallows Eve. We're getting there, Jeffy. We're getting there. We're 1 week away. I like your scary voice. That's good. All Hallows Plum. That's right. What's going on, good brothers, good sisters? Thank you guys for joining us here on this lovely Thursday night. Boy, we got a fun one tonight. I'll tell you what, listen, before we talk about it, Jeff, I just want to talk one more time about last week. David Weatherly, how fun was that guy? If you guys haven't heard that episode, you got to check it out, man. That dude's got a master's in cryptozoology.
Yeah, no, good brother, just so smart. I mean, wrote 25 books. I mean, I was blown away. I was just, he's just a really cool, down-to-earth guy, too, and just broke down so much stuff for us. We'd ask him like a crazy question and he would come back with like a beautiful soliloquy information.
And you know, the thing was, I think he had a great time on the show because he's already hit me up like, oh, let me know when you want me to come back. I'd had a great time. I'd love to come back.
Dude, of course. Good brothers. He's a good brother. You know, real recognize real. You know how it goes.
Real recognizes real. Speaking of real, tonight, Jeffy, good brother Chef Dan's joining us because Dan, what's up, buddy?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
You know, Wolver Dan in the building right now on the microphone chatting away with us. Dan and I had a chance to go and get a psychic reading for Chef Dan.
Yeah, I know. I was really bummed. I didn't get to go. That was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was insane. Jeffy's enthusiasm. He was actually really upset
too. Well, no, I'm upset is why my enthusiasm drops out there because I
you wish you were in a recliner.
I've always wanted Patty to read me. I've always wanted to be read, and I don't live in Connecticut, so, you know, there's a little bit of racism there against people from Long Island, which I understand.
Definitely.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
On the other side of the water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. We're on this side of the sound.
Binoculars.
Yeah, I don't have binoculars, bro. I don't do that. I'm not like you.
Damn. He said he's not like you.
That's right. I'm Long Island, dude.
No. Wait. All right. Look. But here's the fun part. So we're going to play. We recorded the whole reading. It got a little intense there for a minute, didn't it, Dan? The reading?
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, definitely. Because there was times when she was talking and I was listening, and it was kind of catching me off guard. I was not ready for a lot of what I was hearing.
Well, I think it goes right up there with the interviews and the shows we've been having. We're going to get back to chef stuff in November. Don't worry, you guys. But it's always fun to kind of go astray for a little few episodes. And, you know, listen, come on. We all love talking about paranormal stuff, man. It's fun. I love it. I know Jeff loves it. Dan loves it.
All Hallows Plum, son. This
there
is it.
Is.
We're celebrating the weird and unknown this month.
That's right. The weird and unknown. Also, tonight, later on in the program, we're going to announce the winner of the brand new Any Shoes You Want from Shoes for Crews. We're going to announce that winner right here on the program later tonight. Then we'll post it on Friday morning, whoever the winner is. You get to go to our friends over at Shoes for Crews and get yourself a pair of kicks. Any kicks you want, Dan. How about that?
That's awesome. That's the one thing, my shoes and my knife. I had no problem dropping money on any of those. So you know you're getting something good.
Yeah.
That's it. No doubt about it. It's important, man. Take care of your feet.
I think a nice ball cap, same thing.
I bought you a nice ball cap once, Jeffy.
Bro, that's a dope ball cap. I'm just waiting to go to the porno concert so I can wear it.
Dan, did you ever see this? I bought Jeff this nice gift. It cost a lot of money. It was a beautiful hat.
It was very
hat.
Expensive. He told my wife how expensive it was. She couldn't believe it.
Yeah. It was a beautiful hat. And Jeff, tell them what it said on the hat. How awesome is this?
It's just cocaine and hookers.
Yeah. Class hat comes at a price.
Right?
Yeah. Listen. And I actually, I'll wear it to play golf anywhere because I feel like those guys would understand.
They get it.
Yeah, exactly. They would be like, ah, this guy.
So our plan tonight is not cocaine and hookers, not tonight. But what we're going to do is we are going to play that psychic reading. We'll commentate on it a little bit. And then a little bit later on, our psychic friend Patty is going to join us and talk about that for a few minutes as well, which should be pretty fun. Hopefully she'll do a reading on Jeff. I'm going to focus, see if I can get her to read you, Jeff. Let's just do it tonight. Let's just say straight up, Patty.
It's hard to read me, man. I'm like an enigma to most people.
You are. You are. Definitely. You're like the charismatic enigma, the one
can
they call the forking chef.
Can I be the enigma? Is that a wrestler?
No, you're the charismatic enigma, the forking chef.
But is that a wrestler? Is there a wrestler called the enigma?
No.
Enigma.
I could be that. Could that be my wrestler name?
Yeah, but you got to like put face paint on or something. You can't just walk out like
no,
Jeffy.
No.
I totally see it. Yeah, it would be all. It would be. Like what? All sorts of question marks all over it. Yeah. Be all black face or a white face.
He's a
black
fucking Riddler
all over it. No. It would be like a hockey mask.
No, yeah, I think more like the guy that used to tell you save money if you know taxes and stuff.
Oh, I remember that
TV
dude
all the time, the infomercial guy.
Yeah.
I would carry a mock Annabelle doll.
Okay, now there it's getting go. Weird. Hey, maybe we should go ahead and tell everybody that, Jeffy. Let's go ahead and no more teasing. Let's just go ahead and next week, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, man.
On the podcast. Yo. Creme de la creme. Let me tell you what. Next week, to finish off All Hallows Plum for this month, and we thank you guys for checking out, we have got the main event for you. And let me tell you what. It's a big one. We managed to we reached out, and he answered us, and he came on the show, and we recorded an interview. It's going to be a pre-recorded interview. I'm sorry. But we talked to Tony Spira. Jeff. Tell him who Tony Spira is.
Tony Spira is the director of the Warren Family Foundation, and they have the museum that houses the Annabelle doll, and Tony was actually the consultant on all of the Annabelle and Conjuring movies, which is pretty, pretty crazy. And they're based on real stories, which I'm telling you, it gets me the willies even talking about it again now. It's like my wife wouldn't let me talk about it.
Mine either.
It's fucking crazy.
It is like, fucking crazy.
You thought David Weatherly was crazy?
Yo. What do you hear Tony talk?
Like, yeah. It's like, and he's so real about it. And like,
he's so nonchalant.
Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you.
He was like, yeah, so I pulled my battle axe out because there was like four demons. They showed up. We were at the house. I had to get the axe. We're like, what? Well, that wasn't quite how it went. But
What's that guy's name with the boomstick?
Oh, you want freaking dude from Evil Dead?
Yeah, he's
Ash.
Ash.
Yeah.
Yo. Anyway, so that interview is going to be next week, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're really excited about it. We had a great time talking to Tony. Thank him for being on the show, of course. But this week, it's going to be a lot of fun. We got a great psychic reading recorded live of our good friend Chef Dan. We're going to play that. But first, before we get to it, I want to shout out brand new distribution avenue, gentlemen, that just got added. We are now on Podcast Addict. And now none of us know what that is because we all have iPhones. But Podcast Addict is the number one Android podcast listening platform. So very cool. Yeah. Add that to the repertoire. They have a lot of people checking that out. People have Android phones, right?
Yeah, you're welcome, Podcast Addict.
That's
you're
right.
Welcome.
That's right. You have a lot of shows on Podcast Addict, but guess what you got now? You got the show, right? That's what I'm talking about. The show. Tell them, Dan.
Yo.
Plum loves foods, yeah.
No.
The show of a lifetime.
Yo. Right. Well, I'll take it. Close
Yo,
enough.
Chef Plum serving up that main course to your eardrums, your ear holes.
That's right. I'm going to do it in your ear hole.
Yeah.
Wait. They're not supposed to be a promo, Dan. It's not
in your
funny.
Ear hole.
I'm going to put Jeff my main Blum. Chorus right in your ear hole. I hope you're ready because it's coming hard.
All right, hold on. Let's do this again.
Wait.
You forgot
next
the button.
Week on Plum Love Foods Live, Chef Plum.
Coming in your ear hole. No? Was that not what you were thinking?
That was exactly what I was thinking. It was just a little delayed. Maybe we should do
all right, try it again. Try it again. Let's do it again. Ready?
All right.
No, wait. Yeah, here, right, Dan, your line's going to be Podcast Attic, Android, get ready, and then Jeffy, and then me. All right?
Yep.
This is the Podcast promo we're giving Addict. To him. Right, but I want some excitement, yep. Dan. All right, here we go.
Podcast
some
Addict.
Excitement. Come on.
Yeah, it's called Podcast Addict, like they do drugs.
Yep.
Podcast
like
Addict.
Crack Addict, but yeah. Podcast.
Coming to your shitty Samsung phones.
No, wait, that's bro. Not. No, we got to be positive.
Oh, okay. All
right, and energy too.
Yeah,
man.
And
lift
it up.
And you sound like you smoked a whole bag of dust and then fell asleep, woke up, smoked some weed.
All right, let's go.
Here we go.
Podcast Addict.
I forgot Dad needs to warm up a little bit and talk to himself, and then he can do it.
Yeah, I got to go. You fire me. You guys talk. I'm just chilling listening to you guys talk about these things. I'm like, yes. And then you're like, oh, no, I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right, Dad, get it ready. Podcast Addict.
Like, hey, be like, yes.
Dan, you're going to say
on
the number
show tonight, Dan.
Dan, you're going to say the number one podcast listening platform, Podcast Addict. Get ready. And then Jeff will take over. And scene.
The number one podcast Addict is coming to your Samsung phones.
It's not at all. Here's your line. Ready?
Podcast Addict podcast.
That's right. Ready? The number Dan. It's easy. Yep. The number one Android podcast listening platform, Podcast Addict. Get ready, and then Jeffy's gonna jump in.
I feel like you're reading off of something.
Nah, that's just me. All right, you got this. Ready? The number one Android podcast listening platform, Podcast Addict. Get ready.
The number one Android platform for podcast is Podcast Addict.
Is it just me, or do you feel like he's about to break into a Bobby Brown song?
Come into your Samsung. See, because I got to say it how I say it. I can't say it how you say it. Plum says things how Plum says things.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say it how I say it. You know, I got to stay with the flow. I got to say it how it rolls. This is how I do.
All right, here we go.
Lay it down. Come on, one take.
All right, so the number one. Oh, what the fuck?
It's two words. You got two words and you fucked up? Then the song's already over too. Already, here you go.
Android Pod. You know, the number one platform for your Android podcast pleasure has now Plum Loves Food coming to you live, and you can get that on any one of your Android phones.
He's cutting a whole damn promo.
You're only supposed to do the first part, bro.
Sorry. I got in the moment.
He was going. Well, nobody's stopping him.
Yeah, just get it, man. Let's see.
That's done. We're using that. Fucking and scene. We're using that.
In your ear holes.
All you're supposed to say, Dan, is this. The number one Android podcast listening platform, Podcast Addict. Are you ready?
Say number one like three times. The number one podcast. Oh my God. I suck.
It's like a tongue twister for you. It's like the copper form.
It is. It's literally, I'm not Dr. Seuss over here.
All right, let's try this. Just say Podcast Addict, the number one Android podcast listening platform.
The Podcast Addict.
No, it's not the. There's no the.
Podcast Addict.
Yeah.
Podcast Addict.
Podcast Addict. Podcast Addict.
There. I like that. Enthusiasm. Get hard.
Podcast Addict coming to you now from Podcast Addict coming to you now on the number one Android platforms.
No. Podcast Addict is the number one Android platform for podcasts.
No.
Keep the energy up. This is good. Keep the energy up.
I like how we're talking through it. It's working out.
People are like listening to this going, what in the fuck are they talking about?
Yeah, me too.
Yo,
no, come on,
we're downloading Podcast Addict though. Podcast Addict, the number one platform for all your Android podcasts.
Go, Jeffy, that was good. What are you doing?
It was good. Well, let's do one more. Give me one more, though. All right.
Here we go.
You sounded like you weren't sure about it. You were going, podcast.
It's like you were working on your Australian accent.
Yeah, you were confused. You're coming from down under. You're like, what is podcast?
Actually, Jeffy, to make this a little bit different so not everybody knows this, Dan, can you do this with a British accent? Just try that. Just see if that works.
No.
Yeah, I think you got it. Go for it. Let's hear it. Here we go.
Hard out, Dan. Come on. Let's see.
Because I always get my, I'm gonna get my British accent and my Australian accent confused.
That's all
one
right.
One says one thing, the other one says.
You don't do Asian. Just don't do Asian, man. That's racist.
People get upset about that.
Yeah, Australian and Asian are two different places. I figured that out.
It's true.
Yeah, they're continents.
Yeah. Oh, now you can.
All right, ready? Podcast Addict.
I just can't say things. Podcast
Addict.
Podcast Addict, the number one platform for podcast. Podcast Addict is the Podcast Addict is the number one platform for all your podcast needs. Is that right?
That was good. Yeah,
that was good.
Let's just get it in one free flowing sentence.
Podcast Addict is Podcast Addict is your number one platform for all your podcast needs.
Now have Chef Plum serving up the main course coming to your
ear every Thursday, and we're coming hard.
All right. I mean, I think we can still work on it. But
you ever seen a grown man naked?
All right, check it out. When we come back, we're going to be playing this awesome reading from our friend Patty from Chef Dan. It should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to hear it. I'm excited for you guys to hear it. It gets a little interesting. It definitely changes the tone from where we are now. That's for goddamn sure. But it should be a lot of fun. It's your boy Chef Plum, Chef Jeff, our boy Chef Dan sitting in with us tonight. Stay right there. Plum Love Foods. We'll be right back. Oh yeah, Dave, Ergo Chef Knives, the knives used by so many culinary professionals, including all of us here on the program.
From the entry-level Prodigy series to the super sharp Shinzui made from Japanese V10 steel, Ergo Chef has something for everyone.
Hey, listen, every single day I use my Pro Series Santuco and I love it, man. You've seen my knife bag, haven't you? I mean, I've got like three of them in there. It's a great quality knife made by great quality people. And if my word's not enough, just ask guys like Myron Mixon, Guy Fieri, Michael Simon, and tons more.
Tell them you heard about them on Plum Love Foods by using promo code PLUM for a great discount on everything in your order. Knives so sharp, even the great city of Detroit approves.
Get some new gear at ErgoChef.com. Promo code PLUM. That's ErgoChef.com.
Come on, hon. Of course we can eat here.
Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. They're closing in 5 minutes.
Don't be silly. They don't mind.
Really?
Two Top walking in.
Oh, no!
Are you tired of having that last customer walk in 5 minutes before closing? Is your station broken down and cleaned? Is it a Tuesday night and you have had hardly any covers? Well, don't worry. 5 minutes till closing can save the day. Just point the tube out of the kitchen and press the button. Shazam! The customer is gone.
Hey, dog. I don't know if that shit's right, but that shit works, son. You know what I'm saying?
Wow! 5 till closing gets me out of work right on time every night.
So many happy clients.
When you need to get out,
5 minutes till closing.
Just press that button and listen for the shout. When you need to get out,
5 minutes till closing.
Just press the button and listen for the shout.
5 minutes till closing.
Yeah! A Sizzle Blade product.
Yeah, going back live right here on Plum Love Foods Live. Get ready to play a pretty fun piece here. Join tonight. Of course, Chef Dan's with us and Chef Jeffy hanging out. Plum Love Foods Live on a Thursday. Jeffy, am I right? Does this sound like that last commercial spot? Is that a laser gun shooting?
It does sound like a laser gun.
I mean, are we promoting violence? Or am I just have a completely wrong idea what this product is?
I've actually never seen the product, so I'm not sure what it is.
Dan, what do you think?
I think I don't care what it is. I think it's a genius idea. Whoever came up with it is a master of understanding what the people need, and that is something that people need. And I believe in that product 100%. I don't care what it does.
Perfect. I love it. So check it out.
I don't care what it does.
I don't care what it does. I just want one of those.
You just press the button and you just walk away. You done cleaned your station. The night's over. It's done. I got my drink. I got my Plumlow's food on. I'm walking out the door.
That's fucking awesome. Dan, you got a psychic reading done, man. What do you think? I mean, we're about to play this. I mean, the one thing I want to say to everybody is that we had one microphone sitting on the table. I didn't want them to focus on putting mics in their mouth. So I'm going to turn it loud so you can hear everybody. But, you know, I think it's pretty fun. Here's what I like to do with Dan. I mean, I don't want to interrupt it a whole bunch. But if there's something we want to chime in about, you know, definitely say something, chime in. Let's talk about it. I'll pause it. But we'll have some time there at the end to really kind of talk a whole lot about it.
Okay. I don't remember when you started recording. Did you start recording before or after our deja vu conversation?
After.
Okay. So
I think
everybody
after.
Understands that, like, I have my own experiences with things. I've experienced deja vu where I see things. I've been in situations where someone's told me they felt something in a haunted place, Undercliff in Meriden. He was like bugged out because he felt something, and he got all his hair started standing up, and I didn't know what happened. But later, when we went looking through the pictures, right when he said it, I had taken a picture of this piano, and there was like a weird, funny, like white thing there, like just a kind of an aura. So it was kind of crazy that shit happened. So I believe in stuff. So, but I also am very, you know, I'm skeptical about things, about people. So I was kind of like talking to her about what I thought was the truth and what wasn't. So I was going into a completely open-minded to listen to whatever she had to say, knowing I do believe in the stuff that she could be talking about, but understanding how things work.
Right. But there's definitely some crazy things she says that comes out. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's where I'm kind of going back and forth with her. It wasn't a full-on kind of like, I wasn't in there looking for anything either. It's not like I was like, hey, you know, I want to talk to somebody. Like,
right.
I went in completely with whatever was going to happen was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, it's pretty cool. So let's check it out, and hope you guys enjoy. Stay right there. This is our buddy Chef Dan getting his psychic reading.
Let's do it.
You ready?
Yep.
So we're going to ask for a reading for your highest good, because why do we want anything bad? We never do. We're going to ask that I'm able to understand the messages and give them to you, and that you're able to understand them and walk away with a sense of peace or closure or whatever it is you're looking for today. And then I call upon Archangel Michael, who's the angel of protection, Archangel Raphael, who's the angel of healing, and then, of course, God. And then we're going to take a deep breath. And we're going to take one more. Now, before I even start, notice that my foot has completely went to the side. So I don't know if there's an issue with my foot. Now, they're not going to show my foot, right? And I could display your stuff, too. Like, if you had an injury or something happened, I'm going to display that. I don't know if somebody had an issue with their foot, or there's something about somebody can't walk, or somebody has something that's twisted. Do you get that?
Twisted foot. I mean, my grandfather had a lot of stuff wrong with him. I don't know if it's his foot.
Okay. So it's my leg, it's my foot. But you would understand that? Is it something with the leg or the foot? And here's the thing, they're not going to do that to my arm, right? They're not going to twist up my arm and make me, because I can't do that, because I'm not stepping on it. But do you understand? So let me see what else they get first. But I'm just explaining that to you because it's physically happening to me. And I want to acknowledge, and here's the thing I forgot to tell you. When names come in, people get so confused, right? And I hate names, because I could say seven things to you and be six different people at one time, right?
Okay.
So when they hear a name, they're like, oh, not with that. So just, when you hear a name, just know that the next thing I say may not even go to that, okay? And remember, they talk about people that are here, and they talk about people that are past. What is with the M that I have to acknowledge? And don't get stuck on it, like the Michael or the Mary, the M, I have to acknowledge it.
There's a lot of M's. My last name is M. So
okay, and I don't know that. So they could be just acknowledging it for that. Yeah. I'm starting to stutter, which means that there's a communication problem coming through, or there are no goodbyes spoken that I have to acknowledge. Do you understand that? I'm not sure who it goes with. Or somebody could have had an intubation that would have an issue speaking. Do you get that? If you're getting something, you need to tell me too, by the way.
I will.
Okay.
No. Yeah, well, I mean...
And I keep hearing Francis, Franklin, the F, too, just so you know.
F, Franklin, Frank,
It's just an F to me. It doesn't mean anything else. It could be last, first, middle.
So, I'm just running through the people that it could be that I would understand and know who it could be. She was Ann. He was John. Trying to remember my great-grandfather's name. I think it was something with an F.
Okay. This is not going to go good. It's not a good subject.
No, I'm sorry. I'm just... Okay. Listen, my family is so, like... So it's hard for... When you're telling me things, I'm trying to, like...
And you have different layers.
So, and a lot of it is me going back to being a kid. So when you're telling me other people, so now I got to think about my wife. I mean, you have a lot of people you want me to think about. So I got my wife.
Yeah, because they will bring in her people. And I have a really weird question for you.
Okay.
Did you ever almost drown?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I was going to go somewhere with it, so I didn't...
Yes.
Okay.
I did almost drown.
Okay. I get this sometimes when it happens, so I was going to ask where it went with that. And who had the stuttering problem or the speech impediment where...
I sort of do that I'm working through.
Oh, you do now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you would understand me acknowledging that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, man, I had to hit a whole bunch of buttons there. Yeah, Dan just chimed in. Yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah. So the water thing was kind of weird because that was something that happened to me that very few people know about.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this.
When I was a kid, and I could have possibly have drowned. So it was kind of weird when she said that to me. I kind of caught off guard by that. And I mean, I guess a lot of people drown, but then she came to the talking thing, and I never kind of put together those things because it's funny, we were having that issue earlier with trying to advertise and me not being able to spit out the words I want to spit out because I have that issue with speaking and my mind working right. So she was kind of hitting me on things, and I'm kind of like, now I'm starting to understand some of what she's saying and trying to put things together.
Well, that happens, they say, sometimes after a reading. Like, it takes a few days after and it starts to make sense. But yeah, I remember when she said the drowning thing, we both definitely perked up.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, going back sure. to the interview.
Very, very difficult thing for me to overcome is me trying to get through to what I'm trying to say sometimes, and I kind of get caught in words.
Okay, all right, because you're just acknowledging it to me as I'm reading, and again, I never know what they're talking about as they're saying it. Right. I feel like I'm having a heart attack, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, or there's something going on here that I have to acknowledge, and I cannot breathe. So either somebody has severe asthma, or there's something
going on. My wife has very severe asthma.
Okay, cool. All right, not cool that she has it, but I don't understand it. All right, and they're giving me the goosebumps, which is just, even though what I know what I'm saying is correct, it's just their affirmation that it's saying is correct. You get me? Yeah. Okay. Hold on. They're acknowledging to me, and I don't know if this belongs to you or someone in the family, that you still have a lot of anger towards different things. Do we get that?
Well, you're talking about asthma. You're talking about my wife. She has a lot of anger.
Okay.
Towards things.
Okay. All right. See? And thank you for getting that, because they see it as you. So I'm thinking, I don't know where this situation goes, but I need to acknowledge that. And what's with the 17th or the 71 that I have to acknowledge? So let me break it apart for you if you don't get it just as I say it. So 17 could be the 17th of any month. It could also be January 7th. It could also be July 1st. Or it could also be the 1st of something, anything. Or it could be the 7th of something. And it could be the month of July or the month of January. Why am I acknowledging that? And they're making me tap. And I take on mannerisms of people. So if, like, somebody's a tapper or passed over.
So, like, yeah. Well, I mean...
I hate that.
Tapping, the annoying sound of somebody tapping.
Does somebody not sit still? Does somebody have like attention deficit disorder? Are they like all over the place?
Well, I did.
Okay.
I was. I mean, I feel like you keep coming back to me.
Well, because you're...
Just tapping, I was kind of like an anxious kid. I kind of did a lot of things.
Well, because you're the one sitting in the chair, like, to be read. So they're going to bring stuff up about you. I never know who they're talking about when they're doing it. Mm-hmm. What they're coming through, but they're going to talk about you as it's going on. Because that is what happened. Did you figure out the January and the July yet? And I do forget as soon as I read. So I will read something, and I'll forget that I even said it. So just sometimes I remember. But if they give it to me again, there's a reason for it. What's your Boston connection or your Massachusetts connection? Up to me, that's like Rhode Island,
yeah,
New Hampshire.
Yeah, my family's up there.
Okay.
Everybody moved up there.
Okay.
They left Connecticut and moved up there.
Okay, cool. They're acknowledging that.
Oh, man. 71 has something, and I can't remember what it is. Something to do with my grandfather. I can't remember what. I can't remember if it was... You said 36. It definitely wasn't.
Did he have flat feet or something? Again, going to the feet again.
I have flat feet.
Okay. See,
you're describing me.
You.
So,
Well, that's what's happening. They're going to talk about you. They don't say, hey, because I don't talk back to them.
You know? I mean, I would say a lot of people that more, if they're, you know, people have passed, have a better chance of seeing me now than they did then. So they could just be watching.
Well, they do. They will watch over you. Okay, hold on. Is there something about a name? Like, I don't know. I don't feel like they're the namesake, but I feel like, is there something? Was somebody supposed to be named something and they weren't? Was somebody supposed to be a girl and there was a name for that? Is there something about a name?
Yeah, you keep talking about me.
Okay.
My name was supposed to be Alexandria or something.
Jesus Christ. I'm good, right? Okay.
I'm trying to be quiet. I'm just trying to keep my mouth shut.
Well, because you know stuff as I'm saying it.
No,
I
just...
It was always a joke, too, the Alex thing. It was... And then for... Then... My father came and changed my name to Daniel so he could name me after him.
Okay. So that makes complete sense. So, and I didn't know what they were talking about. They're like, the name, and I'm like, but it's not a namesake. And that's why you can't see me. Well, you might notice, but I'm asking. I don't like to ask them questions because I never know who's going to answer me. Because I could be talking to one of your spirits, and then there's a wise guy. Hey, here's your answer.
Yeah.
So, I don't trust them. Okay. All right.
Jokester.
And what's with November 2 that I have to acknowledge, or the 11th of something? And that's also my month for twins.
Well, my wife's a Gemini.
Okay, is that, I'm really bad at astrology, so that's, okay, perfect.
Gemini's twins, it's, yeah.
Okay, they would keep talking about that because that's what they do. Okay. Is there something about your wife's ring that I have to acknowledge?
Well, she lost her engagement ring.
Okay.
We both did.
Okay, cool. Well, they're talking about her, and then they brought that up again, and I don't know because they're not saying who it is about. Hold on, I'm going to ask them something. Okay. So they're making me feel that it is, like, your biological dad coming through with things, and I don't know that you'd be willing to hear anything from it. So he's just talking about you. You understand? Do you know who broke their shoulder or injured their shoulder or had something with that?
I did. Okay. Only broken bone in my body is my collarbone.
Okay. Okay, yeah, because they're making me go.
And I was in kindergarten, and it would be the only time that he knew that I broke something.
Okay, but you know what?
It would be the last time he had probably ever been to the doctor when I was there.
But if he didn't know... He would still...
No, I'm saying that would be the only... Oh, okay, but I'm just saying, like, that is significant because that was probably the last time he was any part of my life.
Do you like bunny rabbits?
Bunny rabbits?
Yeah.
I'm allergic to rabbits. I like to eat them. I love to eat rabbits.
You're allergic to rabbit? Wait,
I'm allergic to hair.
Okay.
Like, fur. Fur. Dogs, okay. Animals, cats, hamsters, guinea pigs,
okay, so maybe
rats,
they just wanted to bring mice. That because that's unusual. I've never heard that, actually, so they're just acknowledging that. Okay, I'm going to ask something. Hang on. It's weird because I just asked him something, the man who, like, was your biological dad, and he doesn't really take the reign of dad because he knows he wasn't one. Do you know what I mean? So he doesn't know what to call him. Do you know what I mean? Mm. So I'm going to tell you, though, that he watches over you and he watches your family and he tries to keep you together. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because he's just acknowledging that to me. He's not giving me a lot about him because he it's almost like he wants to stand off to the side. That's why he's talking about things about you, because he doesn't feel like he has the right to be in your life.
That was the story. That was a story he told me every time he saw me.
And you know what?
Literally, like, almost verbatim, like that. Oh, I don't deserve to be around here, so I'm not going to be around here, which made no fucking sense to me.
No, I don't. It doesn't make sense now. And
yeah,
he's not.
I'd rather you just go get some cigarettes.
He's not even going to apologize because he's like, "How do I apologize for being a fuck up?" Like, he's like, "How do I say I'm sorry for robbing you of me and your life?" Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He's like, "Because if I acted like I didn't care, because I didn't know how to be a dad."
Okay. Well, that's I could say the significance between that and you saying the other stuff about my wife is that we've been having an issue in the last couple of days, just arguing about something and working together and, you know, trying to find that connection. So that makes a lot of sense.
And they want you to find that connection because mm-hmm. they say that you really do have one. It's just you kind of lose that what's happening.
No, it's muddled.
Yeah. And they're making me feel, and I'm sorry, I don't like mean to be intrusive or anything, but because you have been...
It's too late for
sorry,
that.
Sorry, I just...
We've already talked about rabbits.
Damn, Rob has a speech issue. Sorry.
Because you have had people let you down in your life,
mm-hmm.
you have this thing, and it's like a mechanism in you that doesn't react the right way to relationships. You get me?
Yeah,
honestly. Okay. And they're just bringing that up, and they're saying, don't let that push you away from what's a great thing in front of you.
Because mm-hmm.
she could be difficult, but she loves you. Get me?
Oh, no, I know.
They're like, oh, she could be difficult.
Scary.
Oh, we're no, not going to play that part on the...
No, okay. Don't play that part.
Don't take that out.
Why am I having kidney pain? What's going on with my kidneys?
Kidney.
It could be something.
My dad had... I think he had cancer in the kidney. I think that's how he died. Pretty sure that it was...
Okay, right, because you're making... And it could hurt for something as simple as like a kidney stone.
Yeah.
But that's what happens. And what's your Florida connection that I have to acknowledge?
My wife's family's in Florida.
Okay, cool. Because I was going to say to me, that's just down south. And again, they're talking about you. And again, he kind of comes through and he's like... He's just like, I'm not going to ask for forgiveness, but I'm going to tell you that I'm going to watch over you and I'm going to try to keep your life in check for you because I wasn't there at all to keep your life in check.
That's cool. I forgave him, so it's whatever.
Good.
I appreciate him looking over.
Okay. And who's the Alyssa or the A that I have to acknowledge?
A, there's a lot of A's. Athena and Alani are both A.
Okay. What was that?
Both my daughters are A.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you said it so quick. I was like, what?
Athena and Alani.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. Ooh, they would just be acknowledging. So that would be his grandchildren?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So he's just acknowledging that. Hold on. Is there a thing with roller coasters?
Yeah. We go on roller coasters.
Okay.
Since they were kids.
Okay, all right, because we're bringing up the roller coasters. And again, he's just letting you know that he's with you. Did you... Hold on, let me ask. Okay. I was almost going to say, did you change a picture? But then they said, no, that's not how I want you to address it. Did you just use something with the picture of the family, of you? Did you just do something? Did you Photoshop something?
My daughter's currently... Today, I just ran around for her to go buy pictures so she can make a photo album for her boyfriend.
Thank you. Okay. So they're acknowledging that they were with you, riding around, seeing that. And my favorite flower is roses, right? But my favorite flower is also an A. So I never know where they're going to go with it. Because if they're going to show me any flower, they're not going to show me daffodils. They're going to show me roses. It's also a name that starts with an R. Why am I acknowledging that?
My wife's last name is Reyes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, again, acknowledge. And who broke their ankle?
Broken ankle.
They literally just made me go to my ankle and like... Either somebody's missing a bone from it, or there's something with the ankle.
I mean, there's a guy I work with, he just had his Achilles fixed or something, but I don't know.
They would bring that up. Okay. So it works, and it's weird, because you don't know the guy, or whatever, but they're just saying, hey, guess what, we're watching you, when you shower, we're watching you when you eat.
Oh, that's
true. Yeah, no, they do.
No more showering for me.
Isn't that a great reason? But I'm like freaking them out. There's actually a book called Do Dead People See You Shower?
Oh, I wouldn't worry about the showering.
Is it weird that I'm excited about dying? Sorry.
Okay, hell yeah.
That's weird. Do you want me to ask about anything as I'm going? Also, as I'm talking, I feel like I have phlegm in my throat. Or I feel like I have pneumonia or I have something going on because my throat feels phlegmy. So either there's something going on here that is happening or...
My grandmother died of pneumonia.
Thank you. Okay.
Or like complications from pneumonia.
Okay. And so I'm just letting you know.
And that was his mother.
Okay, I was just going to ask you where it belonged to, because I don't like to ask them, because again, it just takes forever, and I don't know who's going to answer me. Would you like to pierce your ear?
I had it once.
Okay, because they're just bringing up, and I know if it meant something else for a minute, so I just want to acknowledge that to you. They're going like this, and they're just acknowledging. And they could also be, take that as a sign that you could also hear signs through music and stuff like that. Mm. You know, so listen that they give you signs for that.
Okay.
If I said to you chipmunk, what would you say to me?
Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Okay, does that mean something significant?
It could. I mean, it was a good show. I always think of the big cheeks of the chipmunk.
Okay, so if it's something that... But could it be the C and the M?
C and M.
There's your pop bar again.
C and M. M-C.
Hmm. So it could just simply mean... Who's the M?
Who's the C?
Yeah, and that, thank you for saying, because I was forgetting as soon as I was saying it, because I'm like, well, what did they say? And it can mean acknowledge it that way. Do you get it that way?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Would you like to run over deer?
Run over deer?
Yeah.
No, I would hunt them and eat them, but I wouldn't run them over.
Okay, so you kill deer, so that's how saying it.
Oh, okay. No, deer, I mean, I watched them on the side of the road. I was thinking about going hunting and stuff.
Okay, so stop for a minute. So you've never hit one?
No.
But you watch them on the side of the road?
Yeah, I see them all the time. I always think about, like, you know...
Okay, maybe it's just the fact that you see them a lot. Do you see them more than normal people?
I mean, I live in Shelton, Connecticut, so it's kind of...
So there's a lot of deer? Okay.
You had a wolf or a fox the other day.
Nobody had a deer? Like, your wife, nobody had a deer? There wasn't a deer story? You didn't just hear a deer story? You just didn't see a deer thing on Facebook? There wasn't anything that happened that I have to acknowledge because they're showing up to me?
A deer? No, like I said, there was a fox in the neighborhood.
And they, you know, they could show me something because I might not get it, but I would get a fox because my dog's name used to be Foxy before we changed it to Roo. So
I feel like I did see a deer, and I'm trying to remember where.
Okay.
It was like something I got. It was like an emblem on something, and I can't remember what it is. My wife had just bought me some clothes, and I want to say something on there was like a deer insignia or something.
Okay, and does somebody have breast cancer or the chest issue that I have to acknowledge?
My grandfather had breast cancer, which is unusual for men.
Very unusual. Yeah. Okay, I don't think I've ever heard that during reading. Okay, they're just acknowledging that, so I'm just letting you know that that's coming through and that's being acknowledged. Uh-oh. And okay, tell them I'm doing a reading and I'll be... Okay. Okay, sorry.
No problem.
So, all right, let's breathe. Sorry. Interruption. No, okay, so your grandfather, you said your grandfather had that. Okay.
Yes.
And who is the Lewis? Or
My wife's uncle, who she's very close to.
Okay, that's not
he's
here.
He's sick. He has...
Oh, he's here. Okay.
That's
what I'm asking before I ask them. Okay.
Yeah.
So he's sick, so they could be just acknowledging him to let her know for you.
M is her cousin's last initial.
And they keep taking my ring off and putting it where it doesn't belong. Are you like a gun person? Why are they showing me guns?
I was in the army.
Okay. Okay.
The only ring thing I have is like we don't wear it. We got tattoos.
Okay.
We both lost our rings and we got tattoos.
So you have tattoos instead of rings. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's it. That's why they're making me acknowledge going like that because I'm like, what's happening? And I keep tapping. Do we get that?
I don't know what this happening is. I mean, my grandmother who's still here is she played the piano a lot.
Okay, like that's it. Okay.
She played the piano and she was an opera singer. She had cancer in her
throat. But she's still here. She's alive.
Yeah.
But they will talk about that. And it's funny what you said about the army because when I had the flat feet before and I was saying something about service and flat feet, so you were actually in the service even with flat feet.
Yes.
Okay. So, okay. And I didn't say that part when I heard it because sometimes there's more than one person talking and I only have one set of lips, so I can only like do one thing as it comes. All right. Do you want me to ask about anything as this is going on? Because I could ask about anything as it's happening. What's up with your car?
It's a piece of shit.
Okay. Because they're acknowledging the car and I didn't know what. I'm like, what? And they're just like, the car. Just say the car.
The car.
So there's a lot of things that you're bringing up that I haven't said much to that are...
Going to you too?
Kind of. My mom has really long nails. She's still alive. She has really long nails and she would always tap them on things and it drove me ape shit.
And so... Your dad would be acknowledging that to drive you ape shit as well.
Yeah. And you said the car, I've been spending literally the past week of my life, I've been looking at a new car because we're buying my wife a new car.
Okay.
So I'm just throwing that
well,
in
they will, and they will do dual things and that. You're going to see that happen tonight too. There's going to be layered things that come through at readings and stuff and that is what happens. Layered things gap. Is there a joke about you wearing a bra?
I really want you to answer this.
I already said I wore a dress. I put a bra on. Yeah.
Didn't you say you wore a dress to me?
No, I told him that.
Why did you know that?
I don't care. You see the picture he sent me.
I wore a bra. Yeah, I wear a dress. I do anything to make people laugh. It was for the kids.
Okay.
It was funny. It started as a whole thing.
It was for the kids.
I'm like, oh, God. And I said bromance.
The bra man.
It brings in a whole different dimension. Whole different
wow.
Meaning. Okay. So they're just acknowledging you and acknowledging with you. They're with you. Again, I'm stuttering, so it means there were no goodbyes spoken or there was a communication problem or we cannot speak. Do we get that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of keep going back and forth between my grandmother and my grandfather with a lot of stuff the same. I kind of keep putting stuff together in my head. And both of them were like kind of important people in my life, but they were both two separate families. One was my father's and one was my mother's, so they never really interacted with each other, but there was something about the way that both of them kind of like taught me a lot of things growing up. But at the same time, my mother was having an issue with my father at the time where she wasn't speaking to him, and I was having an issue with my father at the time where I wasn't speaking to him when they both died. So it was kind of a weird connection.
Okay. All right. So that would make sense. I keep doing this with my hand. Why?
I have carpal tunnel.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. Yeah, because that's a carpal tunnel thing, right? Like the whole... Okay.
I do that all the time.
Okay. I'm like, what the hell am I doing?
So we're casting a spell.
So, you never work...
Crickets for my joke.
Right?
I wanted to do autopsies, but no.
Okay, then that's why I'm seeing skeletons. Okay, I'm seeing, like, dead bodies. So you want to do autopsies. Okay, that's it. Thank you. I was like, what the hell am I seeing freaking skeletons and dead bodies for? Okay, that's sick, brother. I just want to say that's sick, but...
Well, I mean, I'm fascinated by
somebody's got to do it, right? Things. Yeah, it's a job.
Okay, they just acknowledge it. They acknowledge that to me, so I'm just acknowledging that to you. And what's with the TP? Because I keep seeing Tom Petty. So what's with the TP or the PT? And I don't even know what Tom Petty... It's like I'm just hearing his name, Tom Petty, Tom Petty.
PT, TP.
So, who's the T, who's the P? I'm sorry. And there was probably a piano was going
Patrick,
on.
Patrick is my wife's brother.
Okay.
He's a P.
And who's the T? Sorry, and now I'm typing.
It could be my aunt. She's Teresa.
Okay. All right. They will bring, usually there's a link between something, but they just could bring it up for whatever reason to let you know. Get me? They're making my head hurt, so I don't know if I have...
PT could be Pat, because we call him Pete or Pat, and the only two letters that are the same are the P and the T.
Okay, it could be, but usually it's two different people. They're making my head hurt, so I don't know if I have an aneurysm or something with my brain or something going on, or I just suffer from headaches, but I think my head is really hurting. Did you get that?
My wife has severe migraines.
Okay, yeah, because they're making my head hurt like bad. I'm like, take that away. I got to read. I got people. okay, so again, they're just coming through to let you know that they are with you. Is there a joke about you wiping your ass?
No, that one. I'm a clean ass wiper.
I know, but okay. So did you go around saying that? Like, I'm a clean ass wiper?
No.
Are you sure?
Maybe call people ass wipe.
Okay, you call people ass wipes?
No, I don't, but...
It means something.
I heard that from my dad. When I was a kid, he used to say some stupid
Okay, thank you. So that's why I said, is there a joke about you wiping your ass? Because I wanted to say ass wipe. Okay, thank you. Okay, that's what they do. That's what they come through with. And they come through to let you know that they're with you. What's with the arrowheads?
My aunt, his sister, has an arrowhead tattoo on her arm because she believed we were Native American.
Okay. All right, and I was just going to say, because what's with the Native American after that? Because there was a link to it. Okay, cool. All right, again, they're just acknowledging to you that they are with you, and they're doing it pretty strongly, letting you know. And I thought you were going to be a little bit difficult. What's with they want me to rip your bear off. Is there a reason?
Oh, God, no. It's the only thing I have left. I don't know. No one, my dad couldn't grow a beard.
Okay, that's it. Because I keep going like this.
I always heard that. I always asked why he never had any facial hair, and they said he couldn't grow a beard.
Okay.
But I was like, because that would make sense, because I'd never wanted to be anything like him, so it'd be perfect. That would be the, like, I mean.
And he really, I can't. Like, you could read somebody's energy when they come through, and I can't, because he doesn't know what to say. Like, it's like a stranger being here, because basically he is, so I don't know what...
It makes sense to me that, because before he passed away, I had already kind of came to terms with him. My sister had left the whole family because she was in an abusive relationship, and disappeared, and that made me change everything and how I saw things. So I... wasn't sure. I knew he was sick, and I forgave him myself. I said, I'm not going to hold on to all the bullshit he put me through. But I tried to contact him, and I tried to call him, and I never got through, and then he died like a couple weeks later.
Okay.
So I didn't actually want to call him for me, because I had already been good with it. I kind of wanted to call for him to let him have some kind of like breath of fresh air before he died. So, I mean, if he died and he feels some kind of way, or he's mad about it, or, you know, he's sorry.
He feels that he messed up, like he fucked up, but he doesn't really know how to say sorry, because how do you say sorry for just being so inconsistent?
No, he's just a coward. That makes perfect sense that he would say that, because that's the kind of person he was.
Is there anything you would ask him, like right now, like after the fact, like everything's gone through, everything's happened, and you moved on, and you're okay with it?
He said...
Something you would ask him. Like
he
now.
Said, you were better off without him because he wasn't a good person. I just want you to know that. That's what he just said. He goes, he was better off without me because I wasn't a good person. And I'm going to agree with you, and I'm going to say that's a coward stance, because that's what he's displaying to me, and I'm going to call as I see it, because I don't filter, I don't care. But go ahead, you were asking him a question. But he has like a narcissistic personality, I'm just going to let you know. That's what comes through to me.
The only question I always had was why he picked my family over the family he chose. And I kind of came to terms with that realization. But
if
he has an answer for that, you can ask him that.
What do you mean, picked your family over the one?
He had a whole other family. Like, I have a brother who's a couple weeks older than me, and my sister has a brother who's like 5 weeks older than her. Like, he had a whole other family. And then me and my sister. So right. I was like, why did he pick that family over me?
Right. So I'm going to see. I'm gonna ask it in a way where he can answer, because there are some things they just can't say. So I'm going to see if he says, and he might be a coward not answer. I'm going to let you know, because he has kind of, you know, like, he's kind of dodged a couple ones as he's standing here. Hold on. So I said, I worded it this way first. I said, did you pick another family over this? And he said, yes, I did. And so I'm saying, is there a reason that you did that? And he said, no. He goes, and I'm sorry for that. Wow. He said, because your family didn't deserve that. He said, but I wasn't thinking of that. I was thinking of me.
Wow. I think we got to give Patty some time to get ready for the show tonight. Anything else coming through? Last thoughts? Anything?
Anybody? No. But he said, he's trying to shake your hand. He's not trying to hug you, but he's trying to shake your hand. So I'm just letting you know.
All right.
So.
I'll fist bump him. All right, bro.
Okay.
Take it easy.
Okay. All right. That's it.
I mean.
And I told him to pull back.
I don't think he's ever hugged me in my life.
Okay.
Wow. Well,
and isn't that odd that he did the handshake then? Yeah.
It makes sense.
He did. I've never seen that happen with the father and son. I've never seen that happen.
Wow.
He was like.
It made perfect sense.
So my interpretation, he's an ass and he hasn't learned his lesson. That's just me.
Really? Because it seems like maybe he did a little bit. And he's coming through and being that remorseful.
He did in a way, but he's the way that he still sidetracks it a little bit. It's like he still has, how long has it been passed?
4 years.
He still has a little bit of healing to do on the other side, and maybe in 10 years he'll be different.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Because he's still hiding behind it, like not giving up. You know what I mean? Like
totally.
To me, like hiding. So I do think he's sincere in certain things, but I also feel he's hiding.
Yeah, he's a bitch.
What kind of car should I buy my wife? Family car.
SUV.
Well, yeah, we're doing that, but like.
Okay. What you doing in the Pathfinder? Is it all
of what kind?
All right, let me ask. Hold on.
We need a big car.
I get a Ford something.
Yeah.
Can I afford something?
Yeah.
I'm more of a GMC girl myself. Yeah.
I need like a Suburban, like an Expedition, something big for the kids.
So you want to know what's going to be the best one?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Sequoia.
I get Suburban.
Suburban.
Yep.
All
right. I get Suburban or Sequoia, not the Expedition. I don't know why.
Do they get mad when you ask them questions that are just so like inane like that? Because that's all I would do is like, which car should I buy?
No, they just answer. My daughter. I have a teenager.
Well, okay? Actually, wait, because you take him to the casino with you, so we won't get into all that again.
Well, my daughter will go, am I going to date this one? And it will be like all the time. Like,
yeah.
She'll ask us, I'm like, I just answered that 14 minutes ago.
Oh, my God.
It didn't change. You know, but, you know, kids.
So. Well, that was fun, Patty. Thanks for doing it. I'm looking forward to the show tonight.
You're welcome.
Very
thank
awesome
you.
Touching.
Thank you.
Well, gentlemen. There you have it. That was Dan's official reading from our psychic friend, Patty.
That was heavy.
Jeff, what did you think of the end of that there, huh?
That was heavy, man. It was, it's always, they're always heavy, but it got real personal. Like, it was pretty personal between Dan and, I guess it was his dad or whatever, but it was heavy.
I mean, one of my favorite spots right in the front there is when, out of nowhere, Patty says, did you almost drown? And then there's a story about Dan almost drowning that I didn't know anything
about.
No,
the whole thing was, I felt like they were on a level for sure. Like, the whole, I mean, there was a lot of shit that came out about Dan that I didn't know anything about any of that shit. And the fact that
he wears bras?
They were, well, the bra, I knew about that shit.
Oh.
But I didn't know about, like, his dad having two families, and I mean...
Right.
I mean, you know, I'm sure he hated him, but, like, you know, from outside looking in hindsight, it's like, what a G. You know, to be able to pull that off, that's
crazy.
Pretty tough.
Well.
Thanks, Jeff.
Wow. Well, so check it out. So Patty's on the line with her. We're going to get to her in a second.
He didn't
but,
pull it off. It's the point.
But Dan, it kind of went a whole different route there that I wasn't expecting. Dan, after listening back to that, man, does anything strike you? This music is not working.
Hearing it again was kind of even more revealing, because I'm kind of listening back and thinking back, and it kind of hits me with more of the things that she was saying, clicking on more cylinders, you know, because I'm sitting here now. I already knew the kind of what was where it was leading, So now I'm kind of, it's like watching a movie for the second time.
Yeah.
So I was actually hearing a lot of things. I was like, oh, okay, all right. So I see where this makes sense. So it really, really made it even more a stronger belief in what had happened. Because I mean, the way she kind of talked about my father and his mannerisms was what got me more than anything else, that she was able to kind of pick that off. So it was pretty interesting to hear what she had to say. And even, and one way or the other, kind of like have that ability to share that moment is cool, because it kind of gets that out there for you, for, you know, dealing with shit on a daily basis.
Well, I definitely want to talk about the mannerisms, because there was definitely a physical change when she started getting into the whole dad stuff. On the line with us now, of course, is the world-renowned psychic herself, Patty Griffin. Patty, hi.
Hi.
What's going on? How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Jeffy, how are you?
I'm amazing. How are you?
That's good.
So, Patty, we just went back and re-listened to that whole spot from last week where you got to read Dan a little bit. And, you know, one of the things that Dan pointed out to me afterwards was how the mannerisms you had were what really struck him the most. So, Dan, explain that to her so she, you know, can elaborate.
So just the way you kind of described his responses were very similar to me to how I would anticipate him having that response. So it wasn't like strict, it wasn't straightforward, it was that kind of lackadaisy kind of answering of the question without actually going into it full force, because that's the kind of person he was. He never really attacked the answer. So it was very, that was very intriguing to me. So listening to it again, even more so, I was like, oh, wow, yeah, I'm hearing these things. And it made a lot of sense.
Wow, so, thank you. And
does that happen a lot, Patty?
It does. It really does. I mean, some people get to the other side and they may change their ways or change something they did here. And sometimes it's the mirror image of how it was. And I have been known, you know, to take on the mannerisms of how they're speaking and they're displaying that through me, or even how somebody stood or how somebody would tap their hands or different things like that. I'm known to do that.
Interesting. So when you brought up to Dan about wearing a bra, how could that possibly, like, how do they show you that? Like, how do you know that?
They showed me breasts with a bra. They literally showed me a bra, and I'm like, and I'm going, no, I'm not going to say this. I don't know what you want me to say. And I kind of knew what it was leading up to.
Wow.
So I just said it. Yeah.
So one of the things I think it's fun to ask you about when it comes to this stuff is we keep saying they. So, but you don't actually see a person, do you?
I do not. My mind is like a projection screen and it's empty when I start reading. And I go through images and thoughts or whatever they want me to see. Because they're not just going to show me the person, because then I'm going to say, hey, I'm going to start talking about that person. So they're going to talk, they're going to show me whatever needs to be talked about during that reading.
Man, it's really interesting, man. I don't know. It's fun to watch someone like Dan. Like, Dan didn't come to you with, you know, looking for an answer or trying to find something or trying to reconnect with somebody. So when you try to read someone like that, you know, it's got to be a little more difficult, you know?
Well, he made me nervous at first because I really didn't know if he was going to open up. And
he makes me
nervous,
too. We
were on a time limit with the show. Did he?
Well, I think it started opening up a lot there towards the end.
Oh, yeah. Towards the end. I mean, if we even had, you know, another half hour or something, we could have even done more. But towards the end, he really started to open up, and that was great. Because the more open you are to receive it, the stronger the messages could come through.
Dan, how'd you feel about it? Same way? Like, it kind of opened you up as you got more into it?
Oh, yeah, because once you kind of see the direction, you understand a little bit of what's happening. And so I respond back with kind of questions, because honestly, I'm gonna try to figure you out. I mean, that's just human nature. So I'm going to see what you're saying. And if you say the right response, I'm like, oh, okay, so you know what you're talking about. So if you know what you're talking about, then clearly you're talking to somebody. Somebody's telling you something. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the way it is. And you 100% knocked it out the park. It was, like, incredible. I was like, wow, she's really coming back with this stuff. So it's hard to deny the gift that you have. So it is what it is.
It's crazy when you watch it in person, Jeff. That's the thing, man. You watch her mannerisms. You watch her expressions. You watch how she like was tapping her fingers and things like that. And she started tapping her fingers when we were recording. And I'm like, Jesus, how loud is that going to be on the microphone? I was a little concerned about that.
That's one of my favorite parts.
Patty, what shows do you have coming up here? I should have asked you that before I brought you on. I was a little, I wasn't being professional. I should have asked you ahead of time.
Oh, sure. I have the Twisted Vine on November 12th in Derby. And then we have another date for December, but we haven't picked that out yet. And then I also have, I'm back at Mohegan Sun again on December 14th. We didn't even put up the ticket link yet.
That's amazing. And, you know, that last show, she had a couple seats left, and hopefully being on the podcast here helped push it because it sold out, which was great news.
Thank you.
So, Patty, what do you think when you try to read a chef, someone like us? Definitely a little bit different task, yeah?
Oh, definitely. You guys are so much fun, though. But, yeah, it's not different, but like I said, I was a little nervous because I didn't know if she was going to open up, but you guys are so much fun to hang out with.
Oh, we enjoy hanging out with you, too. Mm-hmm. So, Patty, I got to ask you before we get you out of here, and thank you for your time for reading Dan. We talked a little bit about it, but we never gotten to actually telling a story about it. Have you ever done a reading on somebody and then have like a negative reaction, or like the spirit got mad at you, or something bad happened after doing the reading? Like they were like, okay, you were asking too many questions, you're talking about things you shouldn't be talking about, that kind of thing.
Okay, so I have a belief system, and it might be like that I wear blinders that nothing bad could happen. You know, I'm supposed to read and everything's going to be like wonderful. But I have been told by a good friend of mine that one time when I was reading that one of the spirits that I read was upset because they had an issue with their daughter who was coming through, and that they were almost trying to take it out on my family. And there were some very weird things happening.
Wow.
Yeah, some very weird things. So I have been told that. So I just said, like, an extra cleansing, you know, and that's like using, you know, sage or, you know, different things to make sure that you're cleared, because you do pick up a lot of energies. And I wasn't going to take the chance that it wasn't true, you know, because that stuff freaks me out.
Of course.
So I took precautions. But, I mean, normally, like, because when I read, I ask for all good. I ask for nothing negative. You know, and I like to think that everything that comes is good, but unfortunately there are some things that could happen no matter how much precaution that you take.
I mean, I ask for all good for everything, and so does Jeffy. Jeffy asks for, you know, he needs a raise every week because, you know, he likes to buy things, but we don't always get that either. So you can ask for all the protection you want. If the spirits are mad, they're mad.
Well, exactly. So you do have to take, I mean, you wouldn't want to, you know, do something that's really going to upset them, but you do want to take precautions in everything you do. And if I seen something that wasn't a good situation, then I wouldn't read it, but that has never really happened.
Man. Listen, I can't urge you guys enough to check out PattyGriffinMedium.com. And of course, you can find her on all social media platforms. We're trying to push her to do more Instagram. We got to get her to do more there for sure.
Yeah, but I'm going to have it. On the gram.
Yeah, get on the
By
gram.
The next time we talk, I'm going to have the gram. I'm going to be like up and active, and I will have the
gram. Do it.
Yes, 100%. Okay. 100%. Dan, what do you think? Overall, the reading and all that whole situation, good times, or do you feel weird about it, or what do you think? Would you do it again?
Well, it was crazy, my post feeling, because after we were done,
I forgot all about this.
Getting this headache.
Yeah,
and I started getting a headache, and I'm like, yo, this is kind of crazy. I don't know where it's coming from. And
then it was right after, like, you were driving home.
Did the show. He's right after. Like, I was fine. No, I was good up in the whole reading, and then we got back to the chairs, and where the show started, and a headache started developing, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger, and then I actually threw up. And I was, like, so overwhelmed with, I don't know what kind of took over me from the after the whole ordeal, but... Yeah, that kind of, I felt crazy. It was kind of just almost too much for me, I guess. And I guess I heard this empath thing now, that, so I did research on that, and I guess I can absorb the energy. It goes
That's
back
exactly
to my deja
what you were
vu
doing.
Thing.
Wow.
Yeah. because I have to be careful when I go places. Like if I were to gonna go to another reader or to a big event, I'm very careful. And that sounds exactly, that actually happened to me before I started honoring my guests. And how you're describing it is exactly what happened to me when I went to actually go see the Long Island Medium once.
Oh, wow.
How about that?
You're going to be soon you'll see me talking to dead people.
We'll be going to your show, and then you'll be reading me before the show, and then Plum will be like sitting there doing his thing.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, that's it. That's it right there. So, guys, make sure you check out Patty. PattyGriffinMedium.com. Be careful how much you let her tell you, because you may throw up on the way home. That's all we're saying.
Just be careful.
Be careful.
That's not going to happen.
Well, it did happen. You cast a freaking incantation on poor Dan when he was driving home.
Yo, I'll do it again. I want to bring my wife to see her because I want my wife to experience the
And you want her to throw up too?
I think. Throw up too?
That's terrible.
Absolutely, bring her. I'll be in, I think it's closer to you. I'll be in Derby.
Derby.
So that's in November.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys can, you got to make the trip up to Connecticut. Of course, check her out. If you're on the Rhode Island side, you can check her out at Mohican Sun, which is doing shows there. Reach out to her on social media. She does private readings. I'm sure she could you could talk her into it. And she could maybe answer some questions or find some lottery numbers for you, which is great. Jeffy, I'm working on lotto numbers.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely want to go to Mohegan and hang out. Play some slots with my friend Patty.
How great would that be?
Oh, man.
Right?
Absolutely.
Patty, do you play the nickels?
If my grandfather or grandmother comes through, they love to play the slots.
Now, do you play the nickel slots, or you jump in there with like one of those $100, just throw it in there, one shot, go?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I play the penny slots, but I win when I play it, but I'm cheap.
You play the penny slots, so what do you win, 80 bucks? Eight bucks?
Oh, God, no, I've won over... No, I've won over like 2,000 playing it. Because I play the most that you're going to play, which is like.
So think about that. Think about
$5.
That. You're playing penny slots, you win 2,000. We play the $100 slot. Think about that.
We could win $500,000.
Yeah, well.
That's
not
the math, but yeah.
Oh.
A lot.
I tried.
I actually did a dollar at one time, and I did good with that, too. I won $700 on
easy.
That.
Easy. Big spender.
On $1?
Yeah.
Jeez. So you won $699.
No, I actually won $750-something.
Oh, well, you leave another number out of there.
Oh.
Big money.
There you go.
I saw we call her Big Money Patty. If you're gambling and you need help, you want to go to Vegas for $1,500, you can take Patty Griffin Medium with you. And she'll help you play blackjack.
With you to Las Vegas.
Yeah. You can take her with you. It's on her website. It's an option. It's a party option on her website. Just check it out there. You can take her with you.
Yeah,
you got to put her up, but that's fine. She's not
actually
needy.
For booking information, you can hit Jeff at PlumLowFoods.com.
That's it.
We'll work it all out.
Yeah, he'll take care of you.
Set you up with Patty. You guys can go to Vegas or Mohegan Sun or the casino of your choice.
That's it.
She
can play. She's good at roulette.
It's not cheap, but it's... Yeah, you know.
Jeffy, she's good at roulette. She's good at blackjack.
I've never played any of that stuff.
You don't have to, Patty. People that are going to come through.
Yeah.
You go to a casino, they're going to be full of folks that are dead. That had once gambled.
And there's actually probably real spirits there, too. So they've got the dead old people who are sitting there and then the actual real spirits. So, all right. That was a terrible joke. I apologize.
Okay, terrific.
Oh, sorry about that.
That was pretty bad.
I'm sorry, Patty.
The
Patty,
real
listen.
Question is, which truck did you buy?
I haven't bought it yet. I'm working
the real
on
question
it.
Is which? Oh, see, that was supposed to be breaking.
You didn't buy a Ford?
Nope,
you
haven't bought
buy
it
a
yet.
Ford.
Haven't bought it yet. We did drive test drive a Suburban, and she didn't like it.
All right.
Well, Patty, listen. We always love talking to you. You're the best. We appreciate you taking the time to come on. We appreciate your time. Reading Dan and, of course, inviting us to the show. It was a great time. I look forward to the future, and I look forward to the next time we have you on the program here. We got to get you to read Jeffy. Jeffy's a tough nut to crack.
Absolutely. We could do that one time, and thank you for having me.
You're always welcome. We'll talk to you on down the road. All right, Patty?
All right. Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye, hon. We'll see you.
Great to hear from you.
Bye.
There she goes, men. The one, the only, Patty Griffin. She's a medium. You can check her out at pattygriffinmedium.com. A lot of fun to talk to. Listen, Jeff, I know you're skeptical of this stuff, and you're so nice about the whole thing, but come on, some of those things with Dan were pretty interesting.
Dude, it gave me chills at the end when it just started getting very real. Like, Dan started opening up to her.
Do you hear him get choked up at one
more
point?
Well, he was just talking about some really real stuff that, like, you know, I made light of it when I came back on, but it was, you know, it was like, it's crazy. It was like a crazy story, and, like, she was like, it was, like, crazy because it felt like she was almost like, you know, like the points of an outline to his story. Like, he would start saying something, and then she would say something which would cause him to tell another part of, like, you know, himself, kind of. You know what I mean? It was really cool to see how it, like, evolved.
Totally.
And, like, at the end with, like, the pound and, like, the whole, like, you know, just, like, his relationship with his dad. I don't know. It bugged me out. It definitely gave me chills. I was definitely like, whoa, that was, like, that seemed very real to me.
Well, Dan, I mean,
the show
was
after
it?
Was intense. It was a show after.
What did you say?
The show after. Oh, the show after. You have an after doing it, and then seeing her go up on stage and perform it for people, it was a total different, like, point of view, because now I'm on the outside looking in. I've experienced it. So I was watching her connect with people, and she had this thing where she connected with this one girl. She was talking to the girl about stuff, and she was hitting her, and then she hit the girl behind her. She's like, hey, you made a purchase, right? You know what? They just told me to let you know that it was worth it. And the chicks just started crying. Oh, I was like, what the fuck? And then she came back to this chick, and she's like, yo, what about the state trooper? And she looked, she got white as fuck.
Yep.
Looked over at her mom. She said, I just got a ticket from the state trooper, and I didn't tell my mom.
Because I haven't told my mom yet. The state trooper, I got a ticket from the state trooper 2 days ago, and I haven't told my mom yet. And Dan and I were like, oh, shit.
Yeah, it was crazy. So there was stuff like that where you're just like, hold on a minute. Like, that was, she was kind of going back and forth and hitting some people. So where she was trying to pull stuff or whatever, I don't know, she couldn't pinpoint where she was at, but then she starts rolling and she's just like knocking people out, pointing at them like, you were doing this, da-da-da-da, and you were doing this, da-da-da, and they're like, oh my God, that was me. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty insane, man. She does a great job with it. So, yeah, it's always fun, man. I don't know. I think she does an awesome job with it. I think it's fun to watch. So shout out to Patty Griffin. I love that this is a chef podcast, and we have a resident psychic we can always tap into if we need it.
Dude, resident psychic, spiritualist, all-around awesome gal, Patty Griffin.
Right there.
She's amazing.
You got to check out one of her shows.
She really
is
amazing.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Gentlemen.
I just can't believe how intense it gets. Like I said, like you said earlier, I'm very skeptical of a lot of this stuff, but then, like, it built, like, to a crescendo in the conversation that we got. It got very intense, and you almost, like, cut it off. Like, you were like,
yeah,
okay, well, let's get Patty back out there, and then everything, like, I don't know, it just felt like I could almost feel the energy through the recording. It was pretty intense, man. I don't know.
Well, I think what's interesting, and you're putting it out, is that we were texting while it was going on and stuff, and, you know, the texting kind of stopped towards the end there because it was getting pretty intense, and it was pretty real, which I think is, you know, it's great. And one of these days, I'd love to have her do a reading for me, but I'm kind of weird about that stuff. To me, there's just some things I don't want to know, and, you know, that's why. You know, I just, you know, I don't need to know that stuff. I am good. But Dan, it was really cool to have her do that. It was very cool of you to be okay with her doing that, and so thank you for being a test subject.
Yeah, no, it was a pleasure and an honor. It was fun. Like, it was an experience for sure. Like I said, I didn't know how it was going to go, so I went in very open minded, and I was blown away with the results.
Excellent. Well, guys, All Hallows Plum concludes next week, Jeffy. Concludes next week. Who do we got on?
That's right. Big Tony Spira from the Warren family foundation and consultant on the Conjuring movie and Annabelle movie. And
he's the son of Ed and Lorraine Warren, the people who have the Annabelle doll, the Conjuring mirror.
Yes, married to their daughter, who the newest Conjuring movie is all about. So you really got to get out there and check that out, and check out go check out Ed out here in Monroe, Connecticut.
Yeah. So go out next Thursday night, do your trick-or-treating, get out there, get yourself some candy, take the kids, have a fun time. When you come home, be a brand new, fresh out the oven episode of Plum Love Foods Live, ready for you to listen to, with Tony Spira. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it, man. We're going to do a little Rob's opinion to kind of lighten the load a little bit after the episode. So we're looking forward to it. Hope you guys enjoy it. We urge you to please rate, review, and subscribe to this very program right now. It's people like you who do that that make a big difference to people like myself, to Chef Jeff, and to Chef Dan. So please rate, review, subscribe, all those good things, man. We appreciate your time. We appreciate your energy. Dan, thank you so much again for being the test subject there, man. It was great to hear those stories.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, a pleasure. I love just trying new things and being experimental with shit and doing some fun stuff. So, and that was whatever it was. It was great. I don't know how to describe whether it was like a good for me or not, but the shit just felt awesome. It was just an incredible experience.
That's what's up. Jeffy?
It is dope.
We're putting a bow on this program right now. Good with that?
Yeah.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a great, great, great week. We'll see you guys on Halloween night. And remember, please, food is one of the most important things we have in life. Everything important in life revolves around food. Let's give it the time it deserves. We'll see you next week. Peace.
From the Tower of Power, too sweet to be sour, I'm funky like a monkey. Sky's the limit and space is the place.
Thank you for listening to Plum Love Foods Live. See you next week, good brothers and sisters.